interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Here we go. Good morning, dummies. Ahoy, hoy. Woo, showtime. Showtime, and I never talk. What is it? What are you doing? Yeah. What is it? What are you doing? What?
Oh, I love it.
Good morning, everybody.
It's a boy.
We're going to go crazy in there. Ahoy, ahoy. Happy Thursday, man. This week cooking right along, bud.
Get that short week.
Cooking symptoms. Right along.
Good.
Oh, getting into it. You got your football back last night. Big 13-10.
And it was like
banger.
It was like 10-0 forever.
Everybody got injured.
A little bit everybody throwing picks, getting injured. Yeah. AJ Brown twisted an ankle.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold hurt his hip.
Listen, everybody's getting older. You can't even play like you used to, boys.
No.
Can't play like you used to.
Nope. Can't just be falling on the ground.
Oh my goodness.
It's a good game though.
That's fun. So you got your football back, then you got another game tonight. Lottie's 49ers. Lottie with an 85-month sub
In our Twitch stream.
Thank you so much.
Over in Melbourne, Australia,
yeah,
mate.
So they're like going to be playing a morning game, right? They're like 12 hours?
Yeah, right, whatever it's the...
So they're doing an 8:35 a.m. game.
Getting up nice and early, having himself a bagel.
But it's in the future.
So they already know who won?
They already... Well...
Oh...
Yeah, because they aren't.
It'd be right, and be going on in a couple hours.
Yeah,
so by noon today,
they already know
who won.
So then I'm going to log into DraftKings. I'm going to find a chat room of people in Australia.
We'll get one of our show friends.
Yeah, one of our Australia friends.
Yep.
Who know how the game turns out.
Yes.
And then I can make my bets. Oh my God, that's easy money.
I don't know why people don't do that.
I don't know why people don't do that. It's easy money.
But okay.
So ahoy, ahoy, everybody. Leading up to that, you will get a little Cocoa Puff, 7 o'clock tonight, powered by Joe's Buds.
I got to do it.
Come on now. Come on in now. Get out in here.
Go rip bong.
Get out in here.
Go rip bong.
Oh, yeah, I guess Back to the Future did kind of think of that idea, so Katie's right. Biff did do that.
Yeah.
He took the sports almanac.
Gotta get that book.
Yeah, and that worked out great for him. Obviously, everybody knows that worked out.
So I don't see the...
I don't see any backslide to that.
I don't see any backlash.
Backlash! So we got a busy night tonight. Coming up on this stupid show, though. Well, it's a fun Thursday.
Hold up. Wait, what?
Banana Ball comes to town tomorrow.
I saw that.
We got tickets.
Was that a... Did we know that?
Because
it's probably sold out, I would imagine, right?
Well, I mean, not to take away from it. It's not Savannah Bananas,
but it's their
organization.
Yeah. That's
two
a big
teams.
Deal.
It's a big deal. And we got tickets. I think it's probably close to sold out. Those games sell out.
What a gorgeous day it'll be for a baseball game.
And those are just fun baseball games to watch because they do all that silly banana ball stuff.
Yep. That's awesome.
I don't know what my favorite banana ball like thing is, but I do love that if you catch it in the stands, that does count as an out. Somebody caught that ball.
That, I like that. I like that you can like bat. However
you're
comfortable.
Want. Yeah.
Like, there's the one guy that doesn't have a shirt on underneath it and just pops open his top and bats. There's a guy that wears, like, shorts and bats.
Yeah,
like, you can just kind of be as comfortable as you want up there.
I like, again, it's not the Savannah Bananas coming to town. It's just Savannah Ball, but I like...
Tailgaters versus firefighters.
Tailgaters versus firefighters. I love the one guy that was on Broadway that breaks in a song every once and again.
Yep.
I like that if you do, like, a fun flip that counts as something, like...
Right,
it's
extra,
like a super out or something. I like it.
You can pitch how you want.
Yep.
It's just fun.
It's just fun. Yeah,
they went and found everything in normal baseball that was kind of like, oh, all right,
yeah.
And they zhuzhed it up.
They zhuzhed it up. So Dan from the Wildcat, he's a big Syracuse Mets guy.
Yeah.
So he's got tickets. He's going to come over later today. Get those out on our show.
Oh, cool.
So that'll be a fun thing tomorrow night and Saturday night.
I would have went if I would have not had Syracuse football.
I would have
been like, let me snick.
If you are home tomorrow night, though, I'm going to do a house party, Friday night house party, all New York City edition.
All nude.
All, and it will be probably nude at some point. Doing all NYC tomorrow night. Beastie Boys, Jay-Z, Wu-Tang, Anthrax, Ramones, Blondie. Anything I can find from New York City, we'll do it tomorrow night. So put like that in your calendar.
I feel like that requires some type of wig or outfit.
Ooh, should I get a costume? What should I wear?
I keep picturing like that 80s Run DMC, Beastie Boys.
It's a good
point.
You know
what I mean? Like a big chain.
I hadn't even thought about it, a costume, and you're right. I got to have a costume of some kind, so I'll get working on that.
Well, if you're doing a theme.
If I'm doing a theme, you're right. No, he's right. He's right.
Maybe just pop on like a white
Kangol
beer
hat.
Type deal. Kangol
something
hat.
Like that, yeah. Yep. I'll think on that anyways. You guys know how to find all of the stream, twitch.tv/theshow, theshow.fm. Good? Got the beast on. Reader's in chat, and he says he was talking about how his family is going down to see a concert at MetLife.
Okay.
And he goes, we're going to see G-Dragon at MetLife. And I was like, you're telling me,
exactly.
I go, you're telling me I'm so old. There's an artist big enough to sell out MetLife, and I never even heard of them?
No, never.
Like, at least it's like...
Is it just this lady, or are they a group?
No, it's a Korean pop star, I believe.
Oh, okay. No, never heard of it.
Best known as G-Dragon is a South Korean rapper, singer, songwriter, and entrepreneur dubbed the King of K-Pop.
Cool. See?
This might not even be him. I don't even know.
Oh, really?
This is the first song that comes up when you type it in.
I've never heard the name before, but yeah, I guess there's that whole world we don't know.
He featured on that. Hold on. This is G-Dragon.
Oh, that guy you heard in the background saying stuff?
Might have been, yeah.
Okay. I like that noise. Sounds like a video game.
Like, at least when
Nintendo
somebody
game.
Sells out MetLife, I go, Luke Bryan. Yeah, I don't like Luke Bryan, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
Or like,
yeah.
Taylor Swift. I don't like her, but that makes sense.
It's that whole city,
there's a
though.
World, there's a whole world that
so
I know
many,
nothing about.
So many people down in that little area.
I bet it's going to be crazy, too. These K-pop shows are crazy.
Yeah, I'm not familiar enough.
I don't know who G-Dragon is. Hey,
no, the most
more for you guys. Have fun.
Yeah, I mean, I know some BTS songs.
Clout Chaser.
From, that and a kid, an ex's kid was all about, like, over and over.
So you had to
over,
listen
over,
to
over,
a bunch of
just
BTS?
He watched the same dance videos, the music videos, and he would dance to one. I thought it was hilarious, but... But it was not, I just couldn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know BTS.
But then the time
Reader's daughter
chased.
Is literally jumping out of her skin. See, we'll have
are
fun,
we be,
kids.
Are we being cringe, or is that a good thing that she likes that
she's
we're playing
that? She's probably excited that we were playing G-Dragon.
Oh, gotcha.
G-Dragon.
So we was literally not cringe.
It'll come for all of you. You'll all get old enough that you don't know what the hell music is anymore. It happens.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Just slowly creeps up on you without you ever even realizing it.
It just happens.
All of a sudden, you don't know who anybody is.
Like yesterday, they announced the first four hosts for SNL this season or whatever.
That's usually a good.
That's a great litmus test because
yeah.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know who they are. Here, I'll tell you.
Oh boy,
SNL hosts.
Let me get on the Google to type
this season. It's a rite of passage. It comes for all of us.
Yes.
It came for our parents. It came for our grandparents.
Well, then we learn because then we turn into, oh, I like that Joshua Gross guy. What's he in? He's a good-looking fella.
September 26th, host Jalen Brunson. We know who that is.
Oh, okay. I know that.
Musical guest, Cat's Eye. Cat's Eye.
Nope.
I've heard, I have a vague knowledge with a K. It's Cat's Eye with a K.
Okay, I see him there. Okay, I see him there. Yo,
what are they? Is it like? Is it attractive ladies? That's why you're saying hello.
Yes, they might be. I don't know if they're K-pop. I don't know.
Okay,
don't know.
So Cat's Eye.
Yeah,
I'm at least aware of them.
I
don't
never
know
a
single song.
Never heard it until you said
October 3rd. Dakota Johnson, musical guest Turnstile.
Okay, I know Turnstile.
Now I know Turnstile.
Dakota. Okay, okay.
Dakota Johnson. She's the 50 Shades of Grey, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so we got that one we got.
Okay.
I know all the hosts and celebrities on that one.
October 10th, Shane Gillis. We know Shane Gillis.
Okay.
Musical guest, Rosalia. Do not know who Rosalia is.
Rosalia. Okay, I see her here.
Do I know her song?
No. I don't think we would.
Okay.
I don't think we would. She plays down in like Miami and.
And then October 31st,
okay.
Inde Navarrete.
I can't even spell that.
Who I think, I believe Inde is, yeah, she was from Obsession.
Okay, I see her, yep.
So I know her from that movie.
Okay, I see her.
Musical guest, Gracie Abrams. I only know of Gracie Abrams because she's somewhere in the Taylor Swift orbit, right? Like she opened for Taylor or something?
I don't know. Her parents is J.J. Abrams.
Yes, and that's she's also in that
Don't you dare ask her say that, though.
Don't bring it up.
Don't
bring it up. There's a trend of this.
Don't bring that up. How dare you?
There's a trend of very, very famous people having very famous musician children.
Yes.
I.e. Stella Thefty, who is...
Don't bring...
Sorry, I'm just saying. So, yeah, it comes for all of us. Have fun at your G-Dragon show. Have enjoy watching Rosalia. Enjoy all your music. Yeah. I'm going to be over here listening to the same music I listened to at the age of 13. And that's fine.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yep. I mean, if you like the other side of the area, the Slaughter to Prevail is coming here.
Oh, there you go. So I do know that, man.
So, I mean, you can go see that. If someone wants to somehow get the guy that can't stop complaining about the noise from Sharky's out of town that night, that would be awesome.
Ooh,
for
there's
all
a
us.
Guy that's complaining all the time?
Oh, there's this one guy that sees... And that's who the news goes to every time that just keeps complaining about the noise. And this, you thought the last concert with, I'm blanking on their name, that one, the screamy guy that I went to see there.
At Sharky's?
Yeah. But you thought that was loud?
Oh, all right. This is going to be even louder?
It's that guy that like, he's like, hey, want to see how loud I can yell into this microphone? And then
that's what Slaughter to Prevail is?
It's that Russian guy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not Alex the Terrible, is it?
Yes.
It is?
Yes. Yeah. So
Alex the Terrible is coming to Sharky's?
And they were awesome when I saw him at the Amp.
Oh, my God. That guy's so loud.
So that's what I mean. So that guy, the people that don't like the noise, you're gonna have to go ahead and...
Okay, yeah.
Maybe someone take them out to dinner.
Yeah. Maybe that could be a charity we get behind, like Boomer Outreach.
Yeah.
Where we like set up a dinner somewhere far from the concert.
Yep.
And we'll bring you over and we'll have a spaghetti and meatball dinner.
Yep. We'll bring you to a VFW or something.
We'll turn on a lot of fans so it's loud. You can't hear the Slaughter to Prevail.
You'll be 30 miles away from it.
Mm-hmm. I can still hear it.
Uh-huh. No.
No, you can't.
No.
Uh-uh.
You cannot.
All right.
I can hear him yelling.
Can't have any fun in this town, I guess.
You quit yelling, too.
Can I get a can of Cold Hard Bits?
Yeah. Yeah. Lukewarm. Lukewarm,
bitch. This is... Rock.
We just got it
because
we're just opening up. Is room temperature, bitch, okay?
Oh, yeah, I haven't put them in the fridge yet.
I got ice.
I've got, yeah. All right, fine.
All right. Get you some room.
Actually, I'm not drinking right now. Can I just get bitch? I don't want a hard bitch. I know
yeah, let me see what I can do.
I know that's the trend right now is everything's like hard seltzer, hard cider, and hard bitch, but I just would like just a standard.
Got
bitch over ice, if I could. Thanks.
It got, let's see here, bottle of Grumpy Lady.
Mmm. Okay. I'll take that. Good morning, everybody. sister, I'm generally a room temperature B. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Love it.
You and I have very different teeth brushing approaches, as discussed on this week's show.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a rabid dog in the shower. I've never witnessed it. We don't shower together anymore, but...
let me.
you go ham in the shower. It's lawless is what you said, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's if not, and it's everywhere. Because when it's something, you know, later on after a meal or a nighttime or something, it's everywhere. So like the good one in the shower.
But what about like...
Animal style.
You don't shower twice a day, so you're only brushing your teeth once a day?
No, but that's what I mean. Like, after a meal or something, it's more like I don't have to, I can just wear whatever shirt I want, not have to worry about it getting everywhere, and it's not as animal style.
He can take his shirt off to brush his teeth at night, guys. That's why...
Well, if you get a toothpaste on your shirt, or like, sometimes it goes down the beard, and it'll right on there.
No.
I'm like, oh, the shirt's ruined.
That's not relatable to most people. They're not going that hard with their toothbrushing.
I go buck wild.
Well, I got a teeth cleaning today, so I'm reading just different teeth stuff.
Gotcha.
BuzzFeed had an article about, well, they interviewed dentists, and they're like, here's things people don't do that they should be doing.
Okay.
Like, for example, brushing for the full 2 minutes. Do you brush for 2 minutes in the shower?
Yeah. There's a while.
We used to have to set a timer.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it like you have to sing? Oh, it's hand washing. Happy birthday is hand washing.
Sorry. I can't clear my throat.
Let me chop you.
We used to have to, in the 1900s, use a little timer.
Yep, I remember those.
Because you'd chew on those pink fluoride tablets that showed how awful your teeth were.
Were those real?
I don't know. I assumed. The dentist gave them to me.
Right.
They wouldn't lie.
Well, I mean, you never know if they're just always is supposed to make your teeth do that, so then your kids are always...
Oh, I didn't think about that.
...brushing your teeth.
I didn't think about that. That could have been a lie that I was a sucker for,
I don't know, but I have no idea. That could also be a plaque shower of like, nope, see, here, gotta get more.
Forgetting to brush your teeth before bed. At night, we make less saliva. Gross!
Nice.
Which helps to neutralize acid, so the nighttime brush is extra important.
I make extra saliva at night, ladies.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Wink, wink.
Rinsing after brushing. The toothpaste keeps working after you're done unless...
Wait, what?
Hold on. The toothpaste keeps working after you're done unless you rinse it all out. I didn't know that part.
I thought you're supposed to swish my mouth around? So I'm supposed to rinse more?
With a cup of water or something?
I put my head up.
In the shower, I forget. Yeah, you have that.
Or I'll do like...
Luxury.
One little, you know what I mean? Like hand cup. Like,
A little sippy sip. All right, so you're doing it. You're doing it.
But I'm supposed to do a bunch more?
I guess so. You need to brush front, sides, back, and your chewing area. Plaque hides everywhere.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing when you got little kids, because they'll just do front, and then they're done. You're like, no.
Nope.
Get in there.
Yep.
Flossing. All right, nobody flosses.
I'm not as good at flossing as I should be.
And today, when I go to get my cleaning, they're going to ask if I floss.
Sometimes.
And I go, no, nobody does. Anybody who tells you they are, they're lying to you.
People floss.
I don't know. Floss companies are still in business. Nobody's flossing.
Well, once you get that one.
Look at Katie flosses and water flosses.
You get that one big pack and you're kind of done forever. Mm-hmm. It's like 3,000 yards of floss or something.
We went to Mimi's Diner in Fulton over the weekend. And when you walked in, my brother-in-law said a line. Because you could just tell Mimi's Diner's going to have, you know, old Fultonians there.
Oh, yes, it does.
And he goes, I bet there's just a thing of toothpicks on the counter.
It better be.
And there absolutely was a big old thing of toothpicks. I'll toothpick.
Floss.
I'll do the little flossy sticks from time to time.
No, I'll get in there because I don't know if it's an OCD thing. So I'm sure most people don't like something in their teeth.
Mm.
But if I even feel like a little... Something?
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that.
I'm done. That's all my brain can focus on for probably the rest of the day until, I'll make, you ever make MacGyver floss?
No.
Out of
paper or something?
I was just going to say, paper, post-it notes work pretty good because then you can, get in there and slide.
But then what if you get a paper cut on your gums?
You're not you're just kind of like. Oh, I got
those little flossy sticks in my car.
Oh, nice.
Because I do a lot of car meals.
Yeah, there you go.
I get some steak in there or something.
Yep.
And then forgetting to clean your tongue. Everybody loves to promote tongue cleaning. The kids have tongue scrapers. That's the thing you're supposed to do.
I love those.
The thing you're supposed to do.
Although, this is bad and it's kind of gross.
Mm.
I have one that I don't know why it is what it is, but it is razors. The first time I got it, one side is a little brush thing,
mm-hmm.
and then the other side, the first time I did it, left the claws, you could see where it cut the back of my tongue, so for a couple of days, there was nothing I could do, it just stung everything I ate or drank.
What's it supposed to do, just scrape
I don't
off
know.
A dead layer
you,
or something?
But you can't do it in any type of gentle manner.
Uh-uh.
There's not, you cannot be gentle enough with it. It just... I don't know.
Maybe that's what it's supposed to do.
No, I don't.
Did it
I
get
like
better
the,
after the.
No, no, it's the same thing. I like. Mm. You gotta have the loop, that plastic.
That's what the kids have. Yeah.
Just then
whatever
you just,
that is.
You scrape it down in the grossest.
Listen, we're all about good
film
oral hygiene here on the show. All right.
There is May. Quick look was closed. Throwing it up in the air. Zone. Did he get the feet down? Yes. A pick. A terrible decision.
I
can't believe that throw.
He can't. He'll never, ever. You can't force him to.
New England in the 2026 kickoff game.
Drake May threw three interceptions last night.
They were all bad ones, too.
Yeah.
The one before.
Football's back, baby!
The one before that was this is very similar to where there was no reason to kind of make that crappy throw into the end zone, and a guy kind of just stood in front of it and toe-tapped, and nice little pick.
Hot! 13-10 score.
Hot Wednesday action.
Hot Wednesday night action.
Tonight, hot Thursday action.
Donkey and chat. How the F did these two stupid teams make it to the Super Bowl? Everybody got injured last night. That was just a wild combo.
Darnold went out early.
Suffered a hip injury.
Throws off your entire game plan because you could see what they were doing early on because they got rid of Kenneth Walker Gull. He's on the Chiefs. So they've got the guy from Notre Dame's backup, who was pretty good.
Yeah.
But then that Charbonnet guy that we had in our game yesterday is out for like a month or so because he's hurt. So they had a game plan. But then once your quarterback gets hurt, that changes everything. So then they just stacked everybody on that Jackson Smith and Jigba guy, and they had nowhere else to go.
So how long is Sam Darnold out for?
I don't know. A hip is a weird one. It was a weird injury because he landed on his knee really hard, so it jarred something. I don't know if he hip flexored it.
All right.
I don't think he dislocated it or anything, or I don't know. I don't really know, but they are probably screwed if he's out for any period of time because that Drew Locke is okay for like, uh-oh. Sam Darnold needs to go into the tent for a minute and come back and play. He'll be right back. But not for, oh, he'll play a whole game and win you Super Bowl.
Did you have any fantasy action last night? Anybody from your team?
Yep. My big leagues got, I have Seattle's defense. That helped with the picks.
Okay.
And he had Jackson Smith. So he did catch a touchdown. So it got him a little, couple points.
Very nice.
But luckily, I was going to, and I was like, maybe Darnold will throw a couple touchdowns. First game, you know, all hyped after winning a Super Bowl, but I've got Dak. And I went, no, it's Dak against at least the Giants. That'll be the one game he throws four touchdowns.
So that's fun, a big 13-10 score. Then you got the 49ers who tonight?
Rams. Hopefully, I don't know if it'd be
8:35 action.
Better, because even with the low score, it was a good game. It was just nobody was doing anything. So I think this should be a little bit better. But either way, it's hot Thursday action from Australia in the morning time.
I did not, but it's on Netflix, right? So I gotta watch it on Netflix tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I had to. I decided to punish myself and watch the president speak for what I thought would be short, and it was an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh my god!
And He did not know that. So I did not watch much football last night.
You're supposed to kick me under the table when I ramble.
Just went on and on, my friend. Tomorrow night, Friday Night House Party, all New York City edition, Beastie Boys, Wu-Tang, Ramones, Anthrax. I thought it was going to be tough, but then I started putting together my playlist, and I was like, oh, this isn't difficult.
Can you just like
go, I got a lot of New York City music.
Because I don't have the Spotify's and such. What? Can you just go on there and be like, New York City artists, and then it like generates something for you? Is that something that these sites can do now? You know what I mean?
With Spotify...
Or do you have to pay? No.
Here's something cool. $1 billion. Spotify people make their own playlists. I have playlists on there, so I'm sure there's hundreds of people who've made New York City playlists.
Yep.
But with certain, like, there's certain, like, I don't do this, but I know it's because I've tried to do it. I can just go into Claude and say, generate a DJ playlist.
Yeah.
And I don't do it because it's really kind of a lame playlist.
It doesn't give you
it gives you like
I can't even think of it. Billy Joel up the butt.
It does that. So like if you go in, I've tried. What did I do before? Maybe last year for a house party, I was like, show me Halloween songs or songs like, you know, referencing Halloween or whatever, and it'll put together a whole big list.
Yeah,
and it will even like, and I got curious, and I was like, well, what else can you do, AI? Mm. So I said, and I use Claude. I don't know if they're a terrible company or not. It's just the one that I like. I was like, give me a 2-hour playlist of this style, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Match the BPMs and all this stuff, and it did it.
Wow, that's cool.
It was a lame playlist, like it was songs I didn't want to play.
And now a small village in Indonesia has no drinking water.
No, I drained several ponds.
You know, whatever. I mean.
No, but I was curious if it can do it. And it can do it, but it's just not the vibe I would want to.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it was
you're
like
better
very
at,
much.
At knowing what you want more than.
And I kind of go by the vibes of the party. So,
yeah.
But to answer your question, yes. You can just say, if I went in to ChatGPT, I only use Claude, like I said. But if I go to Claude and I go, make me a Spotify playlist of all New York City artists, it can do that. Yes. To answer your question.
How much in bits for us to raise right now, or myself personally, if no one backs me on this, to get you to not play any Billy Joel?
This is what I was going to address. Because I know that by the rules of tomorrow night's house party, Billy Joel would qualify.
Yeah. Why? Was that?
But I don't know if I want to play Billy Joel because I don't like Billy Joel.
No. You don't have to play all.
But I feel like it's funny if I do play a little Billy Joel. Because you know who else will qualify tomorrow night? Paul Simon and Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh,
so I might throw some of that in there, too.
By himself?
Mm-hmm.
Or with Garfunkel?
Great question. And what's going to keep a vibe? Like, I don't want to play Sound of Silence in a house party.
Do DJ stuff and have, like, a fun, funky beat from someone next and just start a Paul Simon song.
That's what I usually do.
When I want to
have fun, like transitions like that.
I'm going to say, you're good at that.
I do that kind of stuff. So I'll probably spike some in. And Katie is right. Billy Joel is responsible for my existence.
That is true. Do we know the song? Can we just play that?
I don't want to find out.
We'll just do that.
I don't want to find out. But yeah, we'll dabble tomorrow night, New York City artists. And we'll get, like, you know, around. I might, like, maybe Long Island will count, too. Like, there's some good pop punk that comes out of Long Island.
They have to be from?
I'm kind of, like, obviously not every member of, you know.
No. I was going to say, is it. Or
like, Interpol and stuff, yeah.
Or can you include performances that were on SNL from?
That's blurring the lines a little bit.
Yes, it is.
I want to celebrate the music that New York City has made.
Gotcha.
Which is easy to do for hip-hop because it's the home of hip-hop. It's also home of essentially East Coast punk, so I can get a lot of punk out of there.
Yep.
And then, like, if I go up to, like, Rockland County, Coheed and Cambria is from up there. So a generally New York City area is what I'm going to go with tomorrow night, obviously.
Last one. You got to do that last one, apparently.
What?
Whenever that is. P Papa Diddy? Wait, he was just saying.
I'm not playing Diddy.
No, is Diddy from?
Oh yeah, he's from the
city. Really? All right, well.
He hyped up Biggie in the beginning of that's what sucks. This is what sucks.
You gotta find versions of his songs that
don't exist.
There's gotta get to find some funny ones where it's his just blurred out and then there's whoever's backing.
This is what sucks. Yeah. This is what we gotta recut these Biggie songs, guys. I don't know why we're not doing it. Somebody has the masters. And that goes
somewhere.
For, like, Mace,
well,
too?
Do they?
Maybe not. Maybe Diddy has them.
That's what I mean. They're in his.
We need to D-Diddy a lot of music so that I can play it again. We need to D-Diddy it. Because you try to play a Mace song, Diddy's in the background.
Doing
try to
something.
Play, like, any Biggie song, Mace
He's
is in the background.
Something. Yep.
And you're like, how we got to D-Diddy all this.
Yeah, you gotta get Diddy out of there.
Because now I'm losing. I can't play. Yep. I don't want to hear Diddy's stupid voice in a Biggie song. I want to hear Biggie.
Right. And I don't want it to just, it just goes away like our Cali songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which was fine because who cares? Whatever.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
You know what I mean? Like, eventually, if you can't get him out of there, people are just going to can't play that Biggie song anymore. And that's not fair.
No.
Don't want to not play Biggie.
Why is Biggie suffering from this?
Biggie doesn't suck. Diddy does.
Blondie's on the list, Mel. Blondie, Velvet Underground. Lou Reed will be in there. Yeah, it's going to be a whole variety. And it'd be a longer, a bigger variety if we could de-diddify. De-diddy.
Wait.
Dum-diddy-dum-dum.
What?
Is Nick Cage all right?
Wait. What?
He had a sinkhole opened up.
A sinkhole?
You see that?
No.
So yesterday we're in here watching the
news. That was my sinkhole?
Yeah.
That was in front of my house? That took my garbage can.
Like, it's weird that just Nick Cage is involved in everything that happens ever.
I feel like the universe is trying to track him down and, like, the Grim Reaper's trying to, like, swipe at him. He's like, I will avoid you.
No, can I ask you something? This is a thought that I used to have back in the day in my early, like, simulation paranoia.
Okay.
Like, you ever go, like, when you were a kid, you go to like, you go to dinner with your family,
mm-hmm.
and you see like a specific other kid with like a red shirt. Okay. And you see that kid, you go, oh yeah, I see that kid. And then you're somewhere totally else later on in the day and you see that kid again. You go, huh, I wonder why a red shirt kid is at the same place I am. And then like, there was specifically a moment that I remember, and maybe it's just because I was doing kid things and he was doing kid things.
Mm-hmm.
But there was an Asian kid in like a blue or something shirt that I remember. And I saw him one place. And then later in the day, I saw him another place. And then we were at an arcade. And I remember vividly he was playing skee ball at this arcade. And I didn't know how to explain. I think the universe ran out of extras because this Asian kid is playing skee ball. I've seen him three times today.
They're just like, keep going with that guy. It's working out well. He's doing good for us today.
That's what I think Nick Cage is. I think Nick Cage is just, they're just reusing him. Put Nick Cage in it.
Put him back in there.
Sinkhole outside of a Malibu house. Oh, Who's is it?
Ah, it was Nick probably Cage. Nick Cage's.
Yeah, right.
Oh, we didn't give that one a title yet? Something with Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Oh, damn
I think that's what Nicolas Cage is. As aerial footage shows a large sinkhole.
Why's it gotta be me?
In the driveway of Nick Cage's Malibu mansion after coastal erosion linked to the remnants of Hurricane Marie.
And then that's the other thing. You hear about all these guys where it's like Nick Cage trying to reclaim his whatever and try to come back. The Nick Cage comeback and all this. Seems like he's doing pretty good. Got himself a Malibu mansion.
He's doing just fine.
I think he might be okay.
I think he's doing just fine. He bought the property in 2024.
Okay, so it was on his comeback trail.
Let me get this mansion.
To be, I guess, and this gets into a whole like a bunch of super El Nino stuff, Hurricane Marie.
Well, they build these houses.
I know. That's
on the
thing.
Most erosion ready cliffs.
Like the cliff of a cat. Because it's Malibu.
On sand.
Yeah.
Like this will hold. We put big wooden stakes under it.
I think wealth comes with a lot of arrogance, thinking that your wealth will keep you safe from nature.
No.
And nothing can stop nature.
Land erodes.
Nothing can stop nature. There's nothing you can do to stop that. You can't stop the ocean.
No.
Nick Cage.
No. And that is true.
Well,
you didn't even think of that. We just learned of the mansion shortage.
That's one more gone.
Oh, no.
That's one more gone.
I know what we're going to do.
What are these poor millionaires and billionaires going to do?
Listen.
They're running out of mansions.
If they need to kick us all out of our apartments and turn each apartment building into a single giant house to keep some of their stuff. Not
that
even
use,
them. That's not
that
for
they
them.
Use twice a year.
They can just keep their things in it. That way, you know, when the land erodes, we're like their tiger or whatever they're holding.
I guess it's kicked off a gas leak. It was an 85-foot stretch. So, yeah.
Yeah, and again, that's not like I was just going to say that. It's not like they didn't know that huge waves would be around there.
Yeah, no, that's
because
the ocean.
Of land and time.
Yeah. It's the ocean. But also, you just think, it's not going to happen to me. Happened to Nick Cage.
Or happens to every
happens
one of
to everybody
those houses.
That builds these houses on these on the water.
And that's just so weird to be like, let me look out my front window, and that's ocean.
Like, dude, I don't know if Andy is still in here, but if you go to Myrtle Beach and you just drive around Myrtle Beach, you're like, why did you put a house there? I don't know much about architecture, but I'm pretty sure that ocean is going to eventually get this house.
If the very first thing that the house builder... contractor says, when you are standing on the land of your house, your dream home or wherever, the very first thing he says is, well, we're going to need to put it on stilts. Maybe you got to start rethinking the whole thing.
Right?
Oh, okay. Well, let's start over then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. So I don't want to put your house on stilts.
Carolina Coast has lost multiple houses to eroding shorelines in the past 2 years. And I don't think you can get insurance on those things either. They won't insure those.
If I was an insurance company, I think it would have to have special insurance companies for.
Yeah, Andy
that
says
type
I work
stuff,
for
right?
a company that rents those houses. When we visited Myrtle Beach, I just kept seeing house after house where I'm like, that's too close to the water.
Yeah.
That won't be there.
I wouldn't stay in one of the ones like Nick Cage's because that's being in the, like a room knowing that the ocean is under me.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
I wouldn't be able to get over that. But the ones there, like Myrtle Beach, where they're. Kind of back, but you know, still dangerous. Those
yeah.
that I could stay in. That looks fun to me.
Yeah.
But not, it's still like, you're real close.
Like, build a crazy claim. Build house on land.
Or just like.
Not on beach.
Just like.
Build house on land.
Get a little back.
Come back a little bit.
Like, see here where you're saying, like.
Come on back.
Ready? Watch. Beach, 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 no house. No house. Beach, 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 no house. Beach, 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 no beach. House.
Yeah.
Here you go.
See.
Here you go.
That's just big brain thinking.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. What do we know again? We're not billionaires, nor do we ever think of them.
We don't. Andy says, you can get insurance, but it's special and expensive because there's different wind zones. Yeah, because the ground might open under the house.
I'm always wondering if the ground's going to open here because of the different wind zones that happen over by you.
Hell yeah. 7 o'clock. Oh, we got a Cocoa Puffs.
Wait, what?
Cody goes live from his house.
That guy's wacky.
He's a wacky little fella.
God.
For the show, too dangerous for radio because it's about weeds. Presented by Joe's Buds. Joe's Buds over on Onondaga Boulevard, 4656 Onondaga Boulevard.
On the board.
Next Thursday will be the Cocoa Puffs before we head down to Revelry.
Oh.
Cody and I are going to the big Revelry Buyers Convention down in New York City next Friday. The big cannabis party.
Empties bag.
You got empty that bag out.
Empties bag.
I bet we get a lot of goodies.
Have you ever seen?
I've never. No, I've
pictures
never
of
people leaving
people
that
go to that. I wasn't kidding when I said you had a airtight like top like
oh
a,
to drive
a
back
tote.
With
tote. I'm serious that yes, we were you were gonna want
okay.
to bring that.
Okay,
I've only ever seen insane amounts of things that people bring back from that because
they want us to buy their products, so they give
and
us.
And they're allowed.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, we have people that come to stuff here and it's, you know, we get the city that's like, yeah, you can be here, but we giving them, we're showing it. They're like, here, here's
listen.
This.
We're cannabis influencers. They got to impress us. They got to make us like them.
Listen, if they want to be featured places.
Mm-hmm, they can talk to your boys.
They better feature these faces.
So, yeah, no show next Friday. We'll be down in New York City, but we'll be taking a lot of photos and hopefully coming back with a lot of good to tell you guys about.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Oh, the DEA has entered the chat.
I can't wait.
It's legal in New York. I'm allowed to have it.
Yep.
I'm allowed to have it.
I'm going to have it.
So, let's talk phones, cell phones. Because a couple phone stories. First of all, Apple announced their new phones yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Was it
there's a foldable.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Does that make it so something that I want to get that's 1,000% the opposite would be cheaper? Or do
what
other
do
places? Because I'm ready. This didn't do it for me. I wouldn't mind a switcheroo as long as it doesn't cost me an arm and a leg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that better for me to wait? Or do I do it now when something like that comes out that's completely opposite? Because then they're like, no one's going to want to buy our stuff. So
you might get some good deals. You might get some good deals. Go to like your provider. Who do you have? Verizon?
Yeah.
Go to the Verizon store and be like, I want to get this. What are the deals right now? Because they do want to move phones.
Yeah.
No, they announced, they're going to have the iPhone 18 come out, which I'll probably upgrade to. I've been rocking the iPhone 13 for 5 years now. It's still great. Still a great phone. But I do got to upgrade just because, you know, I want to take better photos and get a newer phone. Five years is a good lifespan for my phone.
Same. I've had this one for a minute now, and I can't watch any more YouTube tutorials on how to take the most amazing photos. It's not what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, so I'll probably upgrade here when those come out. But I will not be getting an iPhone Duo, which they really stepped in it, in my opinion, with this one.
This is what it's called?
It's a foldable iPhone.
Duo?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And it's
because it's
Google it so you can see what I'm describing.
It's two.
I'll describe it the best I can to the audience.
Yes, yeah. but it's orange, right?
No, this one's with white and I think space or night sky or something of the colors or whatever.
Oh, yeah, black.
It's a weird
so white
shape. I don't get the appeal of foldable phones. I know.
Nah.
I mean, obviously, Samsung has had them forever.
It's literally. It's like you have a little notepad at all times that you have to now try to figure out where to put.
Yeah.
Unless you want to fold it, and now you have a giant brick in your pocket.
The only ones that I like that I've seen people have are the phones that when you open them, they're like this size, and then you fold them into a square.
Yeah.
Have you seen those? Like, those look cool.
Those are different.
But the iPhone Duo looks like it's going to be an awkward shape to hold in one way, and then you open it up, and it's another awkward shape to hold.
And you can't hold it like you normally would.
Yeah, it's more of an iPad mini when you open it.
Mm.
It ain't for me. If you want it, go get it. If it's your bag, go for it. But
and once you fold it, wait.
I know, right?
So when you fold it, though, the outside has a screen as well? Like it turns.
Yeah, there's an outside screen and an inside screen.
So you can't set it down anywhere then, because some people are like, oh, no, don't, you're going to scratch the screen if you set it down.
No, they got cases. They got cases.
Okay,
there is a back. So there's like a regular normal back with the cameras on it.
So that part is.
And then the front will have, yeah. It's not for me. I don't know what. I don't know who likes these foldable devices. It's
well, it's people that
and
like.
And it's $2,000. The like $2,000 phone.
7.6-inch Super Retina XDR display.
And that's way too many inches, ladies. That's way too many inches.
Double the amount of inches you need.
But it doesn't matter because time travel's here, Cody. As
if you get that, you time travel?
No, there's a 90-year-old mural. This happens every once in a while. And somebody posted a photo of the mural that appears to show an indigenous man holding an iPhone.
I love when you
in
see
1937.
These. You see a painting and the guy's got a gun
or an
whatever.
Old photo. Like there was that old photo that went around of like, does this woman in 1920s New York City have a cell phone?
Yep. I like seeing those. Is it?
I'll show you in Twitch or the show.fm. I'll put it on screen here in a second. As an Italian-American muralist, Umberto Romano.
Ah, Roberto, he's got the telefono.
Created this mural in 1937.
See. Si.
It depicts 17th century colonial Massachusetts.
All right.
And appears to be an indigenous man holding an iPhone. It's on your screen right now. So describe it, just think of a very handsome, muscular indigenous man holding a cell phone in his right hand. There's a man next to him who it looks like he's telling him to shut up. Like, see his other hand? He's like, I'm looking at something.
Yeah.
Hold on. Just quiet down for a second.
It's got to be, some type of tool, because the guy up there has got his hands tied. So is it
like a slave thing?
I don't know what it could be. I bet if
he's sharing memes, he's like, dude, come look at this.
Yeah, right. No, look at this. This is what you look like with your head cut off. I've Snapchatted it. Maybe like
exactly, Jojo. No one lives in the moment anymore. Put your phone away.
Yeah, like you're gonna be executing a guy. Just be there and execute him.
It is a dark colored, apparently reflective trim as painted.
I need a Native American historian.
That's what I need to tell me immediately.
That's a blah blah blah. They use it for whatever, and he's looking at it.
Well, in this article, it says this.
I got no answer.
Historians say the item is simply a mirror, which was a common colonial era trade good. The mural hangs in the Massachusetts Commonwealth State Office Building in Springfield.
Okay, I can accept that. If that was like a widely,
like, well, I'll trade you a mirror.
Or are you saying,
or maybe we as the whites were giving him his first mirror or
took
something.
Took it off him
as
he was going to, because he's got his hands are tied. Maybe he was going to be killed, so they took it off the guy.
Maybe, yeah.
Because if that is a readily available thing, then that would be a good explanation. I can see that, because it's not like there were.
That's why he's looking at it like a phone, because it's like, he sees his reflection.
And it's not like there were a lot of things back then.
In 17th century?
You know what
century?
I mean? Like, there weren't a lot of just things in general.
No.
So a mirror, okay, yeah.
In the 17th century, a mirror would have been a pretty impressive thing.
Yeah. But I mean, the fact that
it looks exactly like he's holding a phone, though.
And he's looking at it with the thumb.
Uh-huh, and he's telling the guy to shut up next to him because he's watching a TikTok.
Hold on, I'm almost done with this video.
Shut up. This guy's making a bundt cake. I want to see how he does this.
I'm sending a tweet.
Just shut up for a second.
But still weird, though, because the first guy, you know, it was some security guard that all day has to just stand there.
Like, wait a minute.
And stare at these things. And just one day he was like, hold on a second.
And you and I are in that mural at that bar. Remember that mural we're in?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't shared that photo in a long time.
That is weird where we're like.
There's some like way up north. Some show bro years ago sent me a mural in this bar. And it's literally you and me naked.
Yeah, we're just some like not angelic creatures, but I can't think of the word.
I'll post it on my social media if you don't remember the mural I'm talking about.
It's just there.
I'll show you in a second. I got to find it in my phone because I got it years ago. It looks exactly like if I were nude.
Yep.
And if Cody were like a nude angel.
I was like a nude little. Yeah.
I'll show you.
Like, okay.
K-Rock Josh on social media. I'll share it again so you guys can see that mural. Show.fm for all of our links and live streams, because you got two nighttime shows. You got actually three We did a Whiskey Wednesday last night.
It was dark.
It was. Because it was raining.
Yes, that didn't help. But I noticed that, like, 10 minutes before you were going to go on, I was like, because I honestly thought I was like, oh, my God, it's like 8 something.
Yeah, no.
No.
It did. It was dark out last night. I was explaining this to chat last night on live stream. So, anyways, like I was saying, and then I'll tell you my story. Whiskey Wednesday last night, Cocoa Puffs tonight.
Ta-ba-da.
7 o'clock. And then tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, we'll
look
do a Friday night house party.
Look at us.
New York City edition tomorrow night. But I was distracted in the beginning of Whiskey Wednesday last night.
Yeah.
Because Mel Robbins, who has this podcast, she writes all these self-help books.
And Tony Robbins.
Some stuff I buy into, some stuff I don't. But she has this let them theory. It's her big thing. Like, let them. So if, like, the example she gave is, like, her kids, I think, wanted to go get dinner after prom, but they didn't make reservations, and she wanted to interject and be like, well, I'll help. And she goes, nope, let them, because maybe it's sold out, or maybe the restaurant won't give. So let them make these mistakes.
Yeah.
So I had to let them.
Our parents did.
And the youngest.
They just kept going.
Youngest made a decision that he was going to go to this girl's soccer game last night. And I go, but it's going to get rained out.
Yeah.
It's not going to get rained out. It's not going to have it.
Well.
So I go, okay. Then I go to the game.
Yeah.
Here's a raincoat.
Well.
Here's an umbrella.
Don't wear your shoes that you want to wear tomorrow, because you won't be wearing them tomorrow.
And naturally, he got poured on.
We did. We all did.
And it was soaking wet, and he left, like, early. And
that's what we got to do.
I had to send the oldest to pick him up, and I was like, hey, you let them. You got to learn.
You got to somehow, they can just text, but you got to somehow slip the note to the person's, like, bag that you were there to watch, because you know which bag is there.
Yeah.
If you go, sorry to leave early, it's raining.
Bro.
So sorry to leave early, it's raining, but that way you get the credit for it. Then you got to go.
Well, and it was the girls' soccer team, so we can assume.
That's the move.
But I did say that was a pretty dope move because one's going to go to that game, but when she looks up in the stands and sees you sitting there in the rain.
Yes, that was the move.
Clutch.
That, I can tell you, is why all of us boys, and if any of your parents have the boys like you, then you're a boy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we all went to all of those. None of
volleyball,
us cared
soccer,
about
all of it,
the women's volleyball game, the girls' soccer ball game, the boys' soccer ball game, whatever. Any soccer or sports game in high school, the kids went to it because there was a girl or boy at one of the other.
Yeah. Kelly says in chat, it's got to be really hard letting your kids learn the lessons on their own and not wanting to shield them from everything because you know better. It is hard. It's not easy.
At least with stuff like that,
but
it's
also,
one you know.
You
no,
guys,
no harm will be done. It's just, if anything, maybe get the sniffles because you're going to be in the rain.
You guys forget a simple rule is that teenagers know everything.
Also true.
So what do you...
Also what, true.
They already know everything.
I mean, you could easily look at the radar and go, it's going to rain.
It was physically raining when he left for the game.
Yeah,
but he knows.
Not where the stadium is.
It is really hard to just let your kids make mistakes when you know they're making a mistake, but you're like, now he'll learn to maybe, maybe he had fun. Maybe he went and had fun in the rain.
I was going to say,
because that's possible too.
Then the next time it'll either be, okay, you know what? Last time, maybe I wait a little bit longer, or it was the opposite. Like you said, maybe they got bonus points and maybe it was worth it. And then, okay,
experience.
Now I know for next time. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
So I'll go.
That's what I've always said in here. It's because you and I bring up all these crazy stories from our childhood all the time. And I have to remind myself, they're making those stories right now.
No,
So get out of the way. Keep them safe. Keep them, you know, not from getting hurt.
I hear.
But let them make their stories.
Not the crazy stuff, because we started to go a little haywire with how crazy we were doing things
as
we got older. But it's funny to hear how similar a lot of your stories of your kid is with like the stuff that I did growing up with sports and just all of that. It's just the parallels. It's funny
it
to
is.
Hear that, because then I
now
immediately
you're on this
go
side of it.
I immediately go into my head of the time where I made, you know, somebody bring me to that, and we sat out three friends in the stadium at ESM in the freezing cold rain.
Yeah.
Because there were two girls and the other team. And that's,
you're making your stories.
And then you're soaking
wet. You got to let them make their stories.
And you have to pretend for the next 4 hours that your socks aren't soaking wet.
Yeah.
Even if you go somewhere else, they're going to the mall after. You want to go to the mall after?
Right.
Well, no.
But
there's girls there.
You got to make your stories. So that's my variation of the let them, is I got to let them make their stories.
Yep.
They're going to get rained on. But this is a funny article because this is something you can relate to. As we joked that Cody's my third child, he's definitely, I spend as much time with him as my family, if not more. I honestly probably spend more time with you than I do my own family.
I'm your kid.
I sit down and talk to you for 4 hours every day. I don't do that with any of my family members.
What?
Who did? And this is something, you know about your boy. As a new article explores eating speed between family members.
Yeah.
Cody will tell you I'm a fast eater.
Yep.
I'm a fast eater.
Yep.
He's seen me put down some real meals.
I don't know about how many times, but at least once, and I think only once, I tried to keep up with him that Burger King time.
Yeah.
When you got the Bacon King.
The BK King.
And I got King, the Junior Bacon King.
He's so cute with his little bee.
It was huge.
Nibble. He nibbled at it, and then he wrapped it back up and put it in. He put it down.
Well, that one time,
he'd go take a little nibble. I tried.
And I couldn't physically keep
my
calm.
My brain can't fathom watching him eat because he goes like, he'll eat a little bit.
Couple bites.
Set it down and he'll just sit for a minute.
Look around.
And then
have
a couple bites and then he'll just
French
sit
fry.
For a minute.
Yeah.
Not me, man. I got a disease.
Nope.
I got to get that beef in me.
He goes hard.
I go so hard. So I'm at least able to adapt. So if we're out with like my in-laws.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law. She'll make a 2-hour ordeal out of a dinner. And I got to I gotta respect that. I got to find that balance.
Yep.
Because you and I, when the meal's done, I want to go home.
That's it.
I'm full. I want to take my pants off, please.
Anything.
Can I please leave?
Anything that you wanted to chat about, you could have done for the hour or so that we were sitting and waiting before
and
the food.
And she does, but that wasn't enough chatting.
Yeah. And while we're eating.
Half of the reason it takes her so long to eat is because she's chatting while she eats.
Yep.
Whereas I'm focused. I'm getting this chicken franchise in me.
I'm going to get it in there and gone.
Got to get this chicky parm in me.
Need to be a clean plate.
Well, experts say it's not necessarily a bad thing. Partners who eat at different paces may be more compatible than not. Eating at different paces could indicate a necessary balance in your relationship. One person likes to move through the world slower, while another one likes to move with more vigor. You see this with me and you walking. Yep. I got dad legs. I take off.
Don't keep up with that. Just look at the back and be like, all right, that's what he looks like from behind right now.
Take off.
Make sure I see that later.
They say, obviously, if it's disrespectful, that's an issue, but I try not to be disrespectful.
No, it's not like you're going blocks ahead.
Don't make them feel rushed. Like, I don't try to make anybody feel rushed.
I do at the end. Once it's over, I will. My mom was that.
I can't do that with my mother-in-law.
I will.
With your mom, you can.
I will.
Mother-in-laws are a different protocol.
Yep. That's true. You can't be like...
Yeah. No.
Put down
with
the
my
drink.
Mom, with Tam, I could tell her to shut up and let's go.
Yes.
You can say that with Deb.
I'd be like, why don't you go ahead and finish that drink real quick?
Yeah, mother-in-laws are a different protocol. I don't want to get any heat with that.
Yeah. Oh, I get you. Because then you got everybody mad at you.
Because then what? Deb will just sit there. Oh, is your mom a coffee after the meal?
No. No.
Because sometimes the in-laws will do a coffee after the meal.
Yeah, no coffee.
Like when the waiter comes over, F you waiters. You're going to come over and offer coffee now?
That's coffee? No, that's for breakfast.
Can I get anybody some coffee?
No, we just had cake.
Actually, here we go.
Yeah, I'm not a...
Coffee after the meal.
I don't know where that... I know it's like an old-timey thing, but
coffee
I don't know
after
who
the
started
meal?
It where you're like, hey, you got some cake and pie. Would you also like some scalding hot liquid?
It might be like an Italian thing or a European thing.
It's probably.
Thing.
Italians are always finding a way to get those espressos in them. So they're like, hey, we just had some food. We should probably digest with this scalding hot liquid.
Yeah. Which is probably why they have a much longer lifespan than we do.
Yeah.
Unless it's morning time, I'm not drinking coffee, Jess says. Big Bang says, I will coffee sometimes.
I will.
I don't even dessert. Do you dessert at restaurants?
Depends on what
it is.
If I, if it's really good type deal, if I want it.
The only time I ever dessert is on cruise ships because it's part of it. Like they do courses on cruise ships.
Yeah.
So it's like, here's your salad.
Yeah.
Here's your first course. Here's your entree,
and then
here's your little scoop of ice cream with some strawberry sauce. And that actually does kind of hit.
I do like it if it's, because that's usually like buffet style or whatever, where it's available for you. Like, they already made the decision.
Yeah, that's
They're
nice.
They're like, here's cakes and cheesecakes for you.
Yeah, that's nice.
If you want. I'm like, no, that's what I want, thank you, not if.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was just saying last week, that we got our broadcaster's lunch coming up soon, whereas what I call it, cheesecake lunch.
Because that's all you get. Yeah, you never like anything.
I don't like the food they have, so I just get a couple pieces of cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
because they already made the decision for you. If it's there whenever you want it, I want it now.
Yeah, I don't always desert, which might be a surprising fact about me. Texan is saying, yelling at me, you have to always desert.
Depends. Sometimes.
What is it going to be, though?
Or I'm too full.
Yeah, or I'm too full.
I've had too much.
Yeah. Metal Barbie says, coffee after a meal is a big European thing. I'll do an espresso martini sometimes.
Yeah, some of them do help
or
you
drink,
digest.
Yeah, post. Mm-hmm.
But no, usually it's offer me that at the start. Let me get all wired while I eat. That way I'm eating faster. Then we can get out of here quick.
Yeah, Cody has seen me do, maybe you've never seen me do this. I feel like you have because we talked about it, where my dessert will just be another appetizer.
No, you do, yes. Yeah. No, you order, it's your for later thing. Like you do it at San Miguel, place like that.
Yeah,
where you get your your side saddle
of quesadilla.
You just
for
call it that.
Yeah, I get a little steak quesadilla for dessert.
You just get one more entree.
Because like Donkey says, why not just have more dinner for dessert? Exactly right. I just had an entire chicken parm.
Can I get a burger?
Can I get a Mott or a Mott 6? They go, what? Excuse me. Can I get a? If I'm gonna be sitting here,
we don't have dessert Mott 6.
No,
that's
no, no.
Not,
just regular ones. Bring them over. Can I get some poutine?
Oh,
can I get a a poutine?
Oh, we don't have like a silly fun dessert poutine.
No,
sorry.
I know what you got. It's seen on the menu, and I want it right here.
Okay, for dessert, you got it.
Uh huh.
Here's your sausage sandwich, sir, for dessert.
Comes over. Can I get everybody coffee? Coffee for them. I'm actually going to do loaded nachos. The show.fm for all of our live streams, links, social medias. I posted that photo on my Instagram and Facebook of us as a mural on a bar somewhere. If you wanted to see that, it's up there
gorgeous.
Now. We're gorgeous, and we're nude, and we're hairy. K-Rock Josh for everything right now, and head to the show.fm, because like I said, you got nighttime shows.
Nighttime.
Whiskey Wednesday last night, Cocoa Puffs tonight, presented by Joe's Buds, and then a House Party New York City edition tomorrow night, all at 7 p.m.
And I always push stuff off, but it might be the football Cocoa Puffs tonight, where every year I go through and see who I think's going to get into the playoffs.
Oh, we're going to do our schedule?
Usually it's
I got to get over to your house and set that up so you can have a good mic. Because that camera, but I don't like the sound. I want to have a sound near you.
There's got to be. We'll figure out. I was going to say, I can always put it just closer to me, but then
it's not going to show everything.
It's this.
But also, like, I could get you.
Because I turned everything off last week.
Like, I'm thinking to myself, like, because there's a little jack in the back of that camera. You could plug a mic in.
And then just.
And just, like, attach it to you. But then you like to move around a lot, so
but,
I don't.
But anywhere I'm moving, I'm taking that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm moving because I'm taking. Well, I could very easily do my little.
Yeah.
Pop it back on.
Or I could give you the wireless mics, but then I don't know.
It's not like I don't fidget anyway.
I don't like to give you too many things that could go wrong.
Yeah, right.
So I try to keep it simple for you. And you like this camera, so. Anyways.
I just like because I can move and then I can be like, boop, Elsa, because I'll, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else around me, I feel like, is what gets the.
Yeah. So
my surroundings
I'll figure out
and
the
dog.
Audio. There's Rhiannon checking in from
Hello.
Australia, where she
Football
is
Football Central.
Heading to bed. She'll wake up and see the game here in about 12 hours.
What? It doesn't make sense.
Quick visit coming in to say hi. I've been a while, but I have not been chatting. She says,
well,
Rhiannon,
I love you.
Let us know. Because like I said, she's in the future. She's in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us who wins this football game.
Make sure, yeah.
So we can bet on it tonight.
Send us a DM.
Yeah, tell us, because you're in the future, tell us how it goes.
Yeah.
I don't like anybody having to, I don't like breaking the law or driving drunk. I don't like any of that. But I got to give credit where credit's due to this story. Because I don't know how it worked. As a man was sentenced for driving drunk.
Okay.
And blind for 150 miles.
You need your eyeballs. I don't
That's
even like close.
What's shocking to me.
You ever closed one eye while you're driving?
No.
Oh, it's crazy. You can't drive like that. It's impossible.
You need depth perception?
It's so weird.
Well, I mean, people who only have one eye can do it.
Well, I mean, yeah, but
they've adapted.
But man, I can't imagine.
A blind man with no license will receive a prison sentence after drunkenly driving 150 miles. This was in the UK. Anthony Hall, age 50, took his partner's car without permission and headed north.
Was it a Tesla?
He was navigating by following lights. I don't know what that means.
Because I was going to ask, was he
not totally blind? Yeah, just like technically blind?
Like blind. There's levels of blindness, right? Where you're, you know, complete vision loss, or, you know, everything you can see the littlest bit.
You
but,
can be too blind to drive, but you can still see things and shapes, right?
But that, yeah, if you're can still be called legally blind. And if you're legally blind, you're not driving a car. So I bet he could see enough to, like, make his way through life, kinda.
They stopped
but not drive a car.
At 1:45 a.m. after he was spotted.
In the dark.
Another great point.
There
not that it mattered because he was blind.
Well, yeah. He thought it was daytime.
Yeah. But he might have been, like, on that, like Kelly's saying, blindness is a spectrum. Yeah. Technically blind, but could see lights, maybe.
But, yeah, you're still not driving a car.
So, they pull him over, says he had gone blind 2 years ago and wanted to escape his relationship. So, he said, I took the car and I left. He failed the DWI, the DWI? He failed the breathalyzer.
Yeah, you're going to get a DWI for that one.
So, he's expected to receive an 18-month sentence in prison for doing that.
Yikes.
I'm just really impressed that a technically blind man who was hammered
still managed
covered that distance.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah,
exactly. Floating. Life hack. Can't take away a license if I don't got it.
Yeah. Ha ha.
Ha ha. Can't
don't
get
got
it.
Got one.
Double reverse on you. If you see Dan come to the window, give me an ahoy hoy so I can give him his name.
Bro, if you see me go like this.
Is it the glare?
Sorry. It's that time of day. It's the weirdest thing.
Sorry.
I can see a shape, though, so that at least
helped. Like the blind man who drove, you can just see shapes.
Kinda.
Oh, my God. We never even talk about how ridiculous that is. I'll pull back the curtain a little bit. Kayfabe down for a minute. When Dirty Rick wrestles as the Dirty Dogs.
might be my favorite.
And their manager.
Yeah.
Both of those people need glasses,
uh-huh.
But their characters don't wear prescription glasses. Their characters wear wraparound sunglasses.
Yep.
And I can't see, Rick, Dirty Rick can't see anything.
No.
Without my glasses on.
Nope.
So Cody just gets, and he's not one to talk. He can't see, he can barely see too, but he gets through life.
I can see better.
He gets through life. The closeness that I have to get
it was very funny
to screens
to
and other people.
Dirty Rick is right up next to what people are talking about.
Yeah, Dirty Rick needs contacts, or Dirty Rick needs some, if he's going to keep doing this stupid gimmick, he needs some prescription pit vipers or something, man.
You got it. And Sleazy Eric doesn't help because he can't focus on anything because he's pacing around the backstage area like one of those jungle cats you see in the zoo that just back and forth in a little area that's not really sure where he's supposed to go, but wants out.
You're like, you know how when you go to the zoo and the fox is just pacing around the fence because it wants to go out there, but it can't, so it's like going to be here. And
it gets walking. It goes, oh, can't walk that way, so just kind of turns.
And it wears that rut in the carpet. Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm like backstage because I got to be in character because, I'm an actor.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I want to get in character.
Well, and they're not sure that you can tell when when they're on the card where they're, where they're supposed to get ready, but you don't really know, so you just don't want to be unprepared.
And honestly, I'm so excited that I can't wait to get out there.
Yeah.
So I'm just backstage, and none of these people know who I am. They're doing this, they're doing their wrestling thing.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to watch the screen to see where we are, but I'm this close to it, like this.
Yep.
For those of you just listening, I'm like 2 inches from it.
Yes, and it's not a joke. He was 2 inches.
You'll see in the no, Kelly, we're not saying such a thing. No. I don't know. The Dirty Dogs and us are two totally different things.
Yes.
And there's, because it was for the TV show for Spatchcock Funk, we had a script that we had to read. So I am holding this paper like this, trying to remember.
Which is also my least favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. And I agree. 2 inches is plenty.
It's plenty. So, like, to do lines anywhere is my... I hate it. I hate being told, okay, memorize this real quick.
Why? Because you can't memorize it almost verbatim. Lines.
It's almost like the second my brain is told to memorize it real quick and kind of do it verbatim, but you can go off a little bit, but this is what we need.
Yeah.
So my brain instantly goes, what was that? Where are these lines? Oh, I was going to say, it's Tammy. But yeah, I go, where are these lines? Because I'm all, and then back there, I already can't focus enough.
Yeah, but we have like a good relationship. If as long as the curtain's pulled back, I'll share more stuff. So, like, when we're shooting our splash stuff, yeah. We have a good relationship where I can just give Cody live notes and he just does it.
Yes.
So, if he has a line and he'll deliver the line, I'll be like, no, do it like this.
Boom.
Or I'll be like, no, say it like this. And then you just do it, it's out.
That's much easier because mm-hmm. it's almost like a gumball machine.
What?
Like, when I have, okay, memorize this real quick.
Yeah.
And I read it all and I go, cool, got it. Crank that quarter.
Yeah.
Now the gumball's rolling around.
Yeah.
Oh, it's out. Gumball's gone.
And to Cody's credit, most of his funniest lines will be just things that no one asked him to say.
Yeah.
Like if you watch that last Splash commercial, I didn't ask him to say, can we go get food? But he said, can we get food? Or you said random lines at times funny.
Well, the thing that I think that could be a shirt for the Dirty Dogs.
What?
Is the he's a great dad.
Oh, that was a line.
Is it?
That was a good improvised line, yeah.
Is improvised.
Yeah. And you guys are all like, I'll flex on us a little bit. You're all like, how do you guys keep a straight face while cutting all this promo? We're pretty good at doing that.
Yeah.
We rarely break.
No,
are no outtakes.
When we break, it's because something already kind of happens that's already kind of funny that makes us laugh.
Like if it makes sense, maybe it doesn't make sense. As stupid as that is, we really take the wrestling gimmick seriously.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Extremely seriously.
Like, I take the wrestling business very seriously.
Yes.
So when I'm cutting promos, I'm serious.
Yep.
If that makes any sense.
No, when I went out to my car, there would be people maybe outside, I made sure that I kept some of my gimmick on because why would... Me.
Oh,
why would I be there 3 hours early or whatever?
Yeah, I don't mess with that.
That when I was out there,
we blur the lines
Eric.
Here, like talking about the back and forth, but if I'm at a wrestling show, I'm in gimmick and I go full. You got the Undertaker shirt on.
Right.
I'm full Undertaker. I'm not breaking gimmick.
Again, if anybody wants to book the Dirty Dogs, they are very cheap for one.
Because it's almost like they just like doing it for themselves.
Yep.
And they aren't looking to make money off it. Anyways.
And because I don't think they know what they should be asking if they do want to be booked.
They don't know how that works. None of that works.
A beer and a glizzy.
They had a funny idea to go on Bridge Street a couple years ago, and now here we are. Anyways, let's go to Morseville, North Carolina. As Dirty Dogs, Cousin Jay trying to hire the dog just to close his pool.
Well, that would be a funny video because it's doing a... regular every day.
Oh, yeah, that's funny, though.
Yeah.
As Mayor Chris Carney, mayor of Morseville, North Carolina.
That name's Carney? Oh,
was accused of walking around town hall with no pants on for extended periods of time.
Well, yeah.
Several times.
Carney, that's his gizimic. No pizzants.
No pizzants?
Yeah.
He was caught pantless in surveillance videos.
But like, doing what? Because I might be on his side.
No, it's creepy no matter what.
Well, is it after hours and he is wearing...
Spoo Baron, Callie, Spoo Baron.
Is he wearing fancy stuff all day and now, or like judge outfits all day? So now he's like, I'm taking these pants off while I'm not doing, you know, fancy suit and tie things because I've been wearing a suit and tie for 15 straight hours and there's nobody in the offices.
If you can verify there's nobody in the office.
Or if there's like one other dude that's, my other guy.
Then you
guy,
got like, I wouldn't be offended if it was just you and I in this whole building.
But if it's like right now.
It's slowly getting close to
right,
that.
Yeah, it's about us now.
it's you were walking on your underpants. I don't care.
Because, I've been wearing a fancy outfit all day.
Or you were we were doing a costume thing or something.
If it's like now and there's people here. Or in 20 minutes when they all want to get here. Then if I'm out there and just like, I'm going to walk around without my pants on for a little while. Then it's no good.
But I can't understand. Let me ask you a scenario. I don't really walk around my house with no pants on. Like, you're making the comfort argument. Like, I want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
You don't got like gym shorts you can throw on. Like, why would you need to be that comfortable?
All I can think of is that, and it comes from the Seinfeld episode where
the
they take their
the pants.
Yeah. He's been wearing a suit and tie He wore it all day yesterday, and it's so hot and uncomfortable. He wore it all day today. He got here at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. It's 10 p.m. He's wearing this stupid outfit all day. All right, I got an hour that I got to do some whatnot. I'm taking these pants off. I'm not wearing these dress shoes,
and,
I'm taking these
shorts?
Pants off. And he's like, yeah, but and who cares? There's no one here. I'll just wear my boxers.
Like, it's hard for me to think of a way this isn't like creeper behavior.
Well, it's just not smart.
If
you're a city official or whatever, you're not allowed to do that. I'm looking at it more from like just a guy in his office's standpoint, but you're walking around like a city hall.
Kyle in chat is in Charlotte, and he says, the news stations down here made a huge deal out of this. I don't think anyone ever saw him. It was just caught on cameras inside town hall with how hot it is down here. He probably had to air it out a little bit.
That's what I was thinking. But again,
shorts. You got to have shorts.
It's different if you are so-and-so and you're an official of something and you're in a city hall type place, and even if it is 10 o'clock, like you said, just have a pair of shorts.
Here's one of the employees talking about it.
You can see the mayor at least on a couple different occasions without wearing pants, which is a very big issue that's unethical.
How is it? Well, unethical?
Depends on what your ethics are, I guess.
Well, I was going to say, you're insinuating. Why is it unethical?
Because you can't be pantless in town hall.
I mean,
it's not your home. It's town hall. It's public property.
It's not like he's. I mean, is you trying to say he's taking his winky out, or is he making it a sexual thing?
Yeah. Paige asks, is anyone really allowed to walk around with no pants on? I don't know. I don't.
Again,
obviously, no. The answer is no because he's resigning now.
Yeah. Right.
But.
but you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think like a comfortable. I don't even know how to, like you said, if we were wearing suits all day and then we came back here at 10 o'clock at night and we were still wearing suits.
Yeah.
And I was said, all right, we got an hour's worth of whatever to do before we can go home. I'm not wearing these pants anymore. I'm wearing
just your underpants.
I'm walking around. I wear my top. I'll, like I said, I'll Pooh Bear. I'll keep the dress shirt on. I'll unbutton it, but I'm wearing my boxers.
This is hilarious. We have like an even amount of argument happening in our chat right now. Some people are saying, what's the big deal? We got bigger things to worry about. Some of you are saying, no, why are you even considering this? It's funny.
Well, because it just...
We're seeing both sides of the pantless mayor.
It depends on the situation. I'm more thinking of it as he's not wearing like nothing and then tighty whities and you can just see big floppy bulge all day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really more thinking of it as just they're just big boxers and he's got a dress shirt that goes over everything and he's...
Because he is a bigger guy, so he's
sitting at his desk, and then he walked over to the fridge.
He's just a good old boy from North Carolina, takes his pants off.
But again, you can't.
You can't.
Because you're the mayor. It's not a fun office environment where things are kind of loosey-goosey, and you can do what you wish.
Kyle says he won't resign out of shame. He's claiming he's retiring. That sounds familiar.
Usually what people do.
I got to take my pants off, I think. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Tonight, 7 o'clock on twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm. Cocoa Puffs, presented by Joe's Buds, 4656 Onondaga Boulevard. Get that good.
Oh,
get that good. Over at Joe's Buds, watch Cocoa tonight.
See what we got today. I got some.
Do you want
to
promise your predictions for tonight? You want to do tonight be your prediction show?
It usually is, because once we get into a whole week of football, then everyone's going to be like, you saw how the Bears played, so blah, 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 blah. So
tonight be your prediction show.
It should be the football prediction show.
Yeah, that'll be a good one tonight. Cocoa Puffs, pants off, dance off tonight, 7 o'clock.
Lots of high decisions.
Lots of them, man.
Although, like a year, was it 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I was correct.
What?
Oh, the one, was it the Eagles and whatever?
Oh, you predicted the...
Yeah,
wow.
I think I might have got the Super Bowl itself wrong, but was it Chiefs-Eagles, I think, was the one?
Speaking of football, we did verify that the Gatlin gun at the Dome, the new Gatlin gun, is shooting out T-shirts.
Yeah, someone sent me a thing that they were near where a couple landed in.
We were hopeful that it
appeared to be shirts.
We were hopeful it was the Glizzy gun or the Glizzly Gatlin gun, as we were calling it, but it is not. It should be. I mean, maybe once or twice we could try to put some glizzies in there.
Right, because I thought it might be towels because I was waiting, but I didn't see anybody waving
new season
around.
Towels.
And then the person that said it, they said, no, I didn't see anybody waving a towel around. So if it is, they just didn't wave them.
Well, at the Kansas City Royals game, Royals fans earned some free hot dogs in this stunt dubbed the Home Bun Race.
Okay.
It involved launching a giant inflatable hot dog and a giant inflatable bun into sections, different sections.
So it,
fans had 35 seconds to get the bun and the hot dogs together.
I've seen these. It's hilarious.
The sign just declares hot dog assembly complete.
Have you seen these videos?
No, but I want to do this so bad.
Imagine hot dog bun. Big ass inflatable hot dog
bun. Yeah, like a pool float?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Same size hot dog.
Totally different sections.
And they have to crowd surf them together. It's not just hold it. They crowd surf them.
That's awesome.
It's really funny because the best part is you hear all of the. Because there's a couple other. I don't know. I don't think it was the Royals that did it first, but there's a bunch around. Yep. That's great. And then the whole crowd gets them. Series from top networks like Good Bravo, for them. HGTV, and Food Network. That's it.
Yep.
Bundle today at SportsnetPlus.ca.
They got it!
You get riveting action like this.
I have never seen anything like
that.
More to watch, the Sportsnet Plus City TV Plus bundle brings you live Blue Jays action plus series from top networks like Bravo, HGTV, and Food Network all in one place.
Get the wiener in there!
Sportsnet Plus.
Get the wiener in there!
Riveting action like this.
I have never seen anything like that.
That's awesome.
I love that they're coming up with all these fun ways for like this, because the Mariners did that thing a year or so ago where they parachuted hot dogs down.
Oh, I love it. I love anything with hot dogs is funny to me.
That stuff is...
It's how you get people in the stands.
That's how you do that, because that is fun.
Well, and your mothers have been putting wieners and buns for years.
I was going to say that.
Your schedule of rhubarb events today, camper. Schedule is as follows. Radio side, you'll get the 90s to 9. Little refreshments coming up. How far down do you want to go?
Lemon Square.
So we'll have some refreshments coming up. Punch and punch.
Oh, nice.
We'll be doing your gaming stream driven by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan, styling, profiling, jet plane flying with Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. Rams, Ryan. Niners. Is it at 49ers?
I don't know.
I'm the 49ers. Cody's the Rams.
Because it's in Australia,
Mike.
Oh,
that's right. So
it's up there. It'll do it for us.
Okay, cool.
But I don't know who the home team is. I assume it's the Rams.
So we'll play a little bit of football and then come back to our stream tonight at 7 for a Cocoa Puffs football show tonight. Going to be talking all the matchups.
Talk about who we think's going to be in the playoffs and such.
Okay, that's at 7 o'clock, twitch.tv/theshow, or you just go to theshow.fm on an internet web browser such as Netscape. And there we are. You bring us right up.
Hey-o.
All the streams, all the podcasts, all the social media links. All right? So jump in there. We'll see you back there at 7 o'clock. Radio side, get benditos.
Just how far down do you want to go? Well, we could talk it out over a cup of joe, and you could look deep into my eyes like I was a supermodel.